it's pertaining to the bullock cart example. I have to admit, the first time I came across this analogy by the, in the Buddha Dharma, I couldn't appreciate it because my mind looked at it like, you put it together, it's a bullock cart, you take it apart, it's materials to make a bullock cart. So it's still a bullock cart in my brain. So I then fast forward many years later, now I see the process, the people that took it apart means the thing is so fragile, everything we see, it just takes one screw loose and the whole thing falls apart. Then the reality goes away. Another thing is the way I saw the world without the sensitivity, like everything is pre-packaged. Apple is available at the supermarket. Yeah, it doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah.
The bullock cart is a solid resource material provided
you take
when you want to
because
make.
Everything is already there. Already.
Yeah. So I saw a vast difference in the way I perceive things. It's a lot healthier with the Buddha's Dharma, I must say. That's my
shout. That's why he starts to realize this after she decides to come back. She realized for something to happen, a lot of causes and conditions must arise, then only it happened or no. That's why she realized whatever happened, you cannot blame anybody. There are causes and conditions behind. So he used the word very good, even the Buddha also never used. We need to embrace everything that arises or happens. It's like my teacher, only mighty nature rolling by. But she put it in a better way. We need to embrace everything that arises and happens. But this is the reality. Condition like that, things will be like that. So don't get angry, fearful, and miserable over what happened or what arises. Because these are not a reality. The reality is it happened already, understand? Arise already, like car accident. You go and blame and scold and argue and get into trouble for what? Do what you have to do, resolve it amicably and finish. Then that person die means die already, understand not? Like the Buddha said, whatever is of the nature to arise is of the nature to cease. What has arisen has already ceased. This one is towards his own children, son. No amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. See, this is wisdom. You cry for what? The reality is, pass away, form and mind no more. Okay?